Vav Mishnah Aleph. Metziyas Aisha Umaisa Yadeha Labaus. A Metziyah that an Isha finds, and the Maisiyah dying that she does goes to her husband. The reason why, if she finds a Metziyah goes to her husband, is Mishum Eva. Since the Baal is supporting her, the Chachamim were afraid if she can keep a Metziyah that she finds, he will resent her, and therefore they were metakin that he gets the Metziyahs, and the Maisiyah dying that she does goes to her husband, Tachas, the Mezonos that he gives her. The Yerushasa. If she inherits property, Hu Oichel Peris Bechaya, he has the right to eat the Peris of that property, and if she inherits money, she must buy with the property in order that the Baal can eat the peiros. Bashta upagma shalom. If somebody wounds her, or if somebody embarrasses her, and therefore must pay baishes and pagam, pagam is the amount if she is devalued because of the wound, then that money goes to her, and again, she would buy property with it in order to allow the Baal to eat the peiros. Now, the Tsar also would go to the Isha, but the Shevet, which is the money, somebody must pay her if he wounds her, and she cannot do the same halacha she used to do before she was wounded. That money goes to her Baal, since the mighty dime of an Isha go to the Baal. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira argues with the Tanna Kamma, and he says that the Baal also gets a chelek in the payment of Baishas and Pagam. Bizman she beseiser loshnei halakim v'lo echad. If she was wounded in a part of the body that is normally covered, or if somebody embarrassed her, besaced her when nobody was around, then she gets 2/3 of the payments of Baishas and Pagam, and the Baal gets 1/3. Ubizman she begalus. If she was wounded in a part of the body that is normally uncovered, or if somebody embarrassed her in a place that people were around, lo shnei halakim v'lo echad, then he would get 2/3 of the payments, and she would only get 1/3 of the payments of Baishas and Pagam. The reason being, since somebody embarrassed her, Bifar Hesya, he is also embarrassed because of that. And if she was wounded in a place that is normally uncovered, that is also very bothersome to him. So therefore, he gets a bigger share of the payment. Shelo yinafein miyad. His share of the payment goes to him directly. V'shelo yilakach behen karka v'hu oichol peiros. Her share of the payment, she must buy with his property in order to allow the Baal to eat the peiros of that property. Somebody who commits himself to giving a certain amount of money in a dowry to his son-in-law, and his son-in-law died before he had a chance to give him the money, and now the Isha fell to Yibum, and the Yavam is demanded that if he does Yibum, he should also get this mos that he committed himself to the Chasam. Amru Chacham, the Chachamim said, the father-in-law can tell the Yavam, to your brother, the Chasam, I was willing to give the money to, but to you, I do not want to give this money to. So therefore, if he does Yibum, he cannot force the father-in-law to give him this money. As opposed to the original Chasam, if he would have still been alive, Bezin would force the father-in-law to give him the money that he committed himself to.